Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
I have been living in France for decades, but have always carried Bulgaria in my heart. I always keep up with musical life in the country. That is a bond I have never severed, says violinist Ventsislava Shoykova. In our music segment today, we bring you more about her artistic career and play live recordings from her concert at the International Sofia Music Week's 2014 festival. We begin with Introduction from Italian Suite by Igor Stravinsky, piano Borislava Taneva. Ventsislava Shoykova has given solo concerts at the most prestigious venues in Paris. Over the years, she has worked with the Radio France Philharmonic Orchestra with different opera and chamber formations. But the most exciting part of her career has been her work with the Philharmonic Orchestra of Europe, where she started in 1989. With this orchestra, she has been able to perform an interesting array of works, together with conductors Jean-Claude Cazadesus, Patrick Fournier, and other foremost names. In the period from 1990 until 1992, she specialised chamber music at the Paris Conservatoire, which she graduated with honours. Ventsislava was only 5 when she made her first steps in music. She graduated the Panayot Pipkov Music School in her hometown of Pleven, and then went on to study at the National Music Academy with Professor Vladimir Avramov, and later Professor Bujan Lechev. She is a laureate of prestigious international competitions. Since 1994, she has been living in Cannes, where she lectures at the Conservatoire and is artistic director of a competition for string instruments. As a musician and pedagogue, she has a taste for modern music. Listen next to a recording from the concert premiere of Suite Concertato by Bulgarian composer Georgi Arnoldov. Ventislava Shoykova was born to a family of musicians. Her father, Boshko Shoykov, was for many years headmaster of the Panayot Pipkov National Art School in Pleven. It was thanks to his efforts that in the 1960s, a marvellous school concert hall was built that today bears his name. My father dedicated his life to his work as a musician and pedagogue and was a role model for us, his students, says Ventislava and adds.
Преди 10 години организирахме един in memoriam, който беше посветен на моя баща, организиран от Плевенската.
A concert was organized in Pleven 10 years ago in his memory. That was when I quoted his words about roots and wings. He would say that it is important for an artist to remember his roots that will give him strength and permanence throughout life, and to fly on the wings of youth and inspiration. That is exactly what happened to me. I flew thousands of kilometers away. But I have never severed my roots. I have constantly been bringing music institutions in Bulgaria and in France in contact. I have now turned my efforts to Sofia's preparations for European Capital of Culture 2019. It was a great honor for me to accept the post of president of the Maison de l'Europe, Alpes-Maritimes, an organization uniting 36 foundations and associations under the umbrella of the European Parliament in Brussels. Of course, I have been receiving offers connected with Bulgarian art. First and foremost, I would like to mention the centennial birth anniversary celebrations of Bulgarian basso Boris Hristov. I have also been working for Bulgaria's young talents. We now have a French-Bulgarian project involving the art schools in Sofia, Pleven, Burgas and Plovdiv.
Thank you.
Which of the things Ventislava has learned in Bulgaria have proved useful to her as a pedagogue?
Българската педагогика е много известна и тя се разграничава, защото ние на времето бяхме под силното влияние, контрол и, как да кажа, развитие на съветската школа, специално музикантите.
The Bulgarian teaching methods are well known and recognized in the world. For a long time, they were heavily influenced by the Soviet school, though there are some important differences. First among them is the bond between education and Bulgarian folklore. My Bulgarian tutors taught me patience in the mastery of the profession, as well as power of observation, and imbued me with a restless spirit. The professors at the academy were constantly telling us to keep up our search for the boundaries of our abilities and then to develop them throughout our lives. That is the only way to keep our commitment to excellence alive. We wind up our music segment with one more live recording from a concert by Ventislava Shoykova and Burislava Taneva during the Sofia Music Week's festival, Minuet from Suite in the Old Style by Alfred Schnittke. From Radio Bulgaria, we presented violinist Ventislava Shoykova.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also, you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.